The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus encourages disciples to invest their hearts and live fully into God's reign. Instead of facing life with fear, those who know God's generosity are always ready to receive from God and to give to others. I begin reading at verse 32. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel reading today is known as one of the apocalyptic passages. It talks about end times or the time when Christ will return again. Usually we read these passages during the season of Advent, because Advent is a season of preparation. Not only are we preparing in preparation for celebrating the Christmas event, but we are also in preparation for the coming of Christ. And so we usually get these kind of scripture passages during that season of Advent. But throughout the Christian year, you do see a few others of these. And so this morning, once again, we have a scripture passage talking about Christ coming again. And in this passage, Christ talks about it, or he gives that view that there's two different ways that he wants to talk about it here. He gives two different angles of how he's coming to the same thing. One of those ways is that he is trying to calm his followers, trying to tell them, you don't need to be afraid. And that's how our passage starts out. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so he's trying to calm the fears of his disciples, of his followers, of his listeners. Because I'm sure in that day and time they did have a lot of fears. I mean, there was always that pressure that from the Roman the Roman government that had come into their land and had conquered it. There was the justice of the Roman system, or should I say the injustice, the criminals hanging on the crosses on the roads coming into the cities. Most of the people in that day and time lived from day to day. That meant if they worked today and they got paid, then they get to eat. If not, well, they'll have to figure out where they're going to get their food from. There was the diseases in that day and time. The children, fatality rate was fairly high. People didn't live that long. There was a lot of anxiety. And then all the other things that people are afraid of throughout the centuries and throughout the cultures and throughout the generations. All those things were happening, and Jesus tries to calm their fears. Do not be afraid, little flock, for the kingdom for it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He also tells that story about the thief coming in the middle of the night. If the owner would have known when that thief was coming, that thief would not have been ready, would not have been able to get in. We too have a lot of fears in our life. We may be thinking that we are living in times that are just crazy, they're nuts, they're evil. And there are things that are out there that are evil and that do scare us. You watch the news and you hear about Islamic State, or you hear about all the terrorist activities, the things that are going on in Europe, in Paris and in Brussels and in Turkey, and then closer to home as well, such as in Orlando. Every week it seems like there's some other terrorist attack that's going on, and it has us on edge wondering, where's it going to happen next? Are we going to be in the middle of it? And then also, too, some of the other scary things in the news with Russia kind of rattling swords and China trying to take over islands in the South Seas, with the craziness of North Korea, and anything can happen. The world just seems nuts. It seems crazy. There's a lot of things to be afraid of. And just all the things that do happen. I mean, we worry about the normal things of life then, too, of all the crime that happens here in the United States or in our own community even sometimes. We worry about our family. We worry about friends. We worry about jobs. There's so much to be afraid of. But Jesus also tells us, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. Those are things to be afraid of in this temporal world, in this world in which we live. But Jesus talks about his second coming and to be ready. For us, I'm sure our law enforcement, our military is always on guard, trying to thwart any kind of terrorist activities or crimes that may be taking place or are about to take place. And so far, they have been very good at that here in the United States. We can be thankful for that they are vigilant. And Jesus applies that vigilance, though, of being ready. The owner, if he would have known when that thief was coming, the house would not have been broken into. He's encouraging us as well to be ready for those things that attack our spiritual lives, that come in and want to destroy our spiritual lives of who we are as children of God. And so he talks about being ready. Don't worry so much about the things of this earth. Don't worry, he says, make purses that last forever. Worry about the treasures in heaven that are stored up. Don't worry so much about the treasures here of this earth. But there are things that attack our spiritual life too. And I think one of the greatest things that attacks our spiritual life is simply apathy. We say we believe in God, but we don't do anything about it. We don't come to worship. We don't give. We don't help our neighbor. We don't love our neighbor as we love ourselves. It's simply apathy. We say we believe God, but we do nothing. The other thing that's one of the evils that tears us away from God is all the temptations that just lead us astray to go do something else. We're busy all the time. And we need to be on guard. One of the ways to be on guard against those forces that attack us is simply by being faithful. Come to church, read your Bible, say your prayers, be faithful. Give to others. Help your neighbor who needs some help. Visit the sick. Visit those in prison. Clothe the naked. Feed the hungry. Give water to the thirsty. Just do those things that we're called to do. Remain faithful to Christ. And that builds up our defenses. And Christ encourages us. Do not be afraid. When terrorist strikes happen, it's in the news. It's big news. But it stays in the news maybe for a week or 2 weeks, and then we're just back down to our normal routines. What Christ is telling us, we don't know when he's coming. We don't know when that thief is going to be breaking into the house. We don't know that time. And so he's saying, be alert all the time. And the best way to do that is just simply to practice your faith. And as you practice your faith, it becomes routine. It becomes a part of you. It becomes who you are supposed to be as that baptized child of God. It just becomes who we are. We're on that state of alert because that's the way we live our life, ready for Christ to return again. The other way that Jesus is talking about coming back again, the first way here in this reading is, do not be afraid. He tries to calm our fears about him coming again and to be ready and about the forces of the evil of this world. Do not be afraid. The other way that he hits it here in this gospel lesson is to get ready for the celebration, because it is going to be a time of celebration. And he gives this example of that wedding banquet, or the wedding party coming back from the wedding banquet, that the servants are to have the house ready to go when that wedding party comes back to the house. I don't know if you've ever had to plan a wedding, or maybe plan a large event, a celebration of some sort. Maybe it was an anniversary or a birthday party, or maybe a reunion. It's your turn to host. What goes into that? How much work goes into that? All the thought process that you have to do. How many people are coming? Who's coming? What kind of crowd is it? Is it going to be formal? Is it going to be informal? Is it going to be casual? What kind of food are we going to prepare? How much food do we need to prepare? And then comes getting the place ready. Have to mow the grass, have to trim everything up, and you have to clean your house. And as you're cleaning your house, you think, why don't I just keep it clean? It wouldn't be so much work if I just kept it clean. And you're grumbling the whole time. That's what Jesus is calling us to do, is to clean our house. Or even better yet, to keep it clean. One of the ways that we clean our own houses is to ask for forgiveness. There are people that we have hurt. There's things that we've said to people or done to people. Maybe it was just a misinterpretation. But we need to approach that person and ask for forgiveness, to restore that relationship once again, so there's not that animosity or that friction between you and someone else. And now is the time to do it. Now is the time to clean your house. With a celebration, getting ready for a celebration or a party or event like that, we know that date. We know that date is coming up. We get a little bit more anxious when it comes up because we have to do all those last minute preparations. But we know the date, the event happens, and it's over with. With Christ coming again, we don't know the day or the time. So that means being ready. That means cleaning our house and keeping our house clean all the time. And so we ask for forgiveness from those people that we have hurt, those people that we are estranged from. Sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes we've hurt people and they've passed on already. Or they've moved away, but that guilt still eats within us. That shame still eats within us. Or maybe they don't even want to talk to us. They don't want to listen to us. They are so angry and so mad at us. They don't even want to listen to an apology. But we're still not lost at that point. Because Christ says he's willing to take that guilt, that shame upon himself, and he dies upon the cross with that. And it takes it off of us. He cleans our house for us. He makes us clean. He makes us ready for that celebration. And we just simply, to keep it clean, we simply stay faithful. And it brings us back to that other point. We stay faithful
to Christ. We stay faithful in studying that word and coming to worship and giving and helping our neighbors. We stay faithful in our beliefs in God. And that keeps us ready. It keeps our house clean. It keeps us at peace. It keeps us from being afraid. Christ says he will come again. That is the promise that he makes. And we don't know. It could be during this worship service. Or it could be in another 20,000 years from now. We don't know. But if we did know, that doesn't mean that we need to change the way we're living, because we should already be living that way. Jesus says, "Have no fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you his kingdom." We're ready for it. We stay prepared. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.